Totally acoustic, a home for unamplified music. Not bloody mic'd up or now, that's what it's totally about and why it's called Ooh. Totally Acoustic.
That was bloody marvellous.
Yes, so I'll start off with a political song. This is a song about things, how things will be different when I'm in charge. I dedicate this song to John Cowell, who asked for it and who agrees with me on all points of principle in politics. From Dylan down to Guthrie, Bobby G to Billy Bragg, when a singer takes position, someone's always bound to ask. You've complained about the way the world is run, but tell me this, what's your answer to the problems of the world in which we live? And the trouble is, they've rarely got as far as formulating any policies for working on a day-to-day basis. So distract the hack's attention with a hint that they do drugs or be so boring they'll ignore it. But I won't do that, because things will be different. Things will be different. Things will be different when I am in charge. When I am in charge, things will be different. Things will be different when I am in charge. I'll renationalise the railways and I'll sack the fools in charge. I'll renationalise the post office but privatise the arts, which they are actually doing now, so that's David Cameron is a me and a Morrissey fan, obviously. Because if opera is unpopular, I see no reason why an anachronistic art form should not be allowed to die. DJs will be taxed until there is no earthly way they can earn more money than the bands whose records they'll play. I'll disown the national anthem, have Jerusalem instead, give independence to the English from the London media set. And things will be different. Things will be different. Things will be different when I am in charge. When I am in charge, things will be different. Things will be different when I am in charge. Come on then, MJ Hibbert and the Validators say this is not a library. MJ Hibbert and the Validators say this is not a library. This bit works a lot better. Really. When I used to miss a lot, I did think, well, maybe I'll get everybody to just join in on the this is not a library bit. It didn't really work. But let's have a go. So, MJ Hibbert and the Validators say
this is not a library.
MJ Hibbert and the Validators say
this is not a library.
Very good. MJ Hibbert and the Validators say
this is not a library.
This is the last one. MJ Hibbert and the Validators say
this is not a library.
That's very good. I will raise the wage of teachers, except those who teach for you, and I will push a pile of cash into improving A&E. Organic farmers are the only ones who get grants, and will be going into Europe with a euro in our hands. Elect the House of Lords directly using SDB, and will be open nominations on the ballots for MPs. The Church of England will be established, then we will embark upon a process very similar for the Queen. And things will be different. Things will be different. Things will be different when I am in charge. When I am in charge, things will be different. Things will be different when I am in charge.
Well, that meant a bit, didn't it?
Well, because George is here, the first time I ever played a gig with George was one of the most important gigs in my entire life. Maybe the most important gig in my entire life, when we played a gig at Physiotherapy in Leicester. And absolutely nobody came at all. And I'd been going around Leicester flyering everybody and telling all the other people I knew in bands about it, no one would come. And not a single one of the sods turned up. And it was a great turning point in my life, really, because it made me realise that I couldn't just rely on idiots I knew in other bands. So I just looked at you then.
No,
you're a really, because in other bands you have to. So that's right. But you know what I mean. I thought you can't just rely on people that you know in other bands to turn up for gigs. You can't just keep doing gigs that are within walking distance of your house if you want to keep doing gigs. And I did go and do loads of other gigs. I went to Sheffield, for instance, and I came out to London a lot more and all that sort of thing. And also, the other band who were playing wasn't you, me or George. It was the first time I played with my friend Rob's band, who is also now known as Funky Machine. And as a result of that, we started a record label. And we started putting out records, and many, many, many wacky adventures ensued. And this was our first single, which we put out as a direct result of that night. And I'll take this one to George. Thank you, George. It was actually quite a good night, really. That was. So, yes, yeah, so this, I haven't actually practiced, so make it horribly wrong, but I can edit it out, so it doesn't really matter. This is about going clubbing in the woods, which we did. On a Monday in the Midlands, there's not a lot to do. The bar is finished serving, they're getting rid of you. You turn around to your friends and say, I don't exactly know, but I really want a boogie, and there's one place we could go. Let's go clubbing in the week. We can have too much to drink, have a dance and stay out late. We're going clubbing in the week and it'll be great, yeah. Everybody in there looks like they are half your age, but you are feeling groovy, there's no need to be ashamed. Your friends ask what you're doing and you give them the answer. I'm the greatest dancer. Let's go clubbing in the week. We can have too much to drink, have a dance and stay out late. We're going clubbing in the week and it'll be great, yeah. Do you remember when we do this all the time? When we were students, we would go out every night. But now we'll get a cab and try to forget that in 4 hours' time we'll have to get out of bed. Yeah. So you get up off your bum, jack yourself into work, with piss stains on your trousers and vomit on your shirt. Everybody says, good God, you look like death, I bet you won't do that again. And you say, yes, I'll go clubbing in the week. I will have too much to drink, have a dance and stay out late. We're going clubbing in the week and it will be great. Oh, clubbing in the week is going, clubbing in the week is great. Yeah. But now I need about 3 days to get over it afterwards. Good. Well, this is my insurance song. I haven't ever put this on a podcast yet, but I'm going to do it tonight because it's pretty much my favourite song of mine, I think. And I, in theory, know the words. Although that may go horribly wrong. So this is a song from the heart that I wrote many years ago. It was the first song I really wrote when I came to London, in fact, all those many moons ago. You came to the first gig I ever did this, I think, at the Betsy Trotwood. And what is he talking about? You
me?
Yeah. I remember. And
oh, Jesus, yes, sorry.
I remember, yeah.
He's sitting there now thinking, I knew I recognised that. I thought, what's all these people doing in my bath? So this is... So this is about the two greatest bands, and I do mean it when I say this. This is, I think, the two greatest bands to ever have emerged from Manchester. And this song is called The Lesson of the Smiths. Morrissey, Marr and Barlow changed my life. They made the kind of music that I said I didn't like. And one day I realised that I did. Watching Take That, in fact, performing at the Brits. Hearing Back for Good the first time, I thought from now on in life I'll like the things I like with an open heart. The crazy world of rock's an easy place to start. From here on in, I'll base my judgment not on baggage but on art. And from that day a voice in my head has come to me in times of doubt and said, remember the lesson of Take That. If a pile of pillows pretends like it doesn't mean it's crap. And remember the lesson of the Smiths. Just because a bunch of wankers like it doesn't mean that it's shit. You see, I didn't have that great a time in my late years at school. I didn't really like anyone, least of all the kids who were cool. I had to hate their music and therefore The Smiths became the epitome of all that I abhorred. I went to school with David Cameron. But in later years, indie discos, jumper stretch and stretch akimbo, all they lacked was quiff and a popular dance. I could have seen them playing live, but alas, they split before my foolish pride decided not to be so daft. And when I contemplate the great mistake I made, a little voice pipes up to say, remember the lesson of the Smiths. Just because a bunch of wankers like it doesn't mean that it's shit. And remember the lesson, I'll take that. If the pilot pellets pretends like it doesn't mean it's crap. Now, I went out walking on a walk against the wall, and I noticed many banners had seen many walks before. The usual cliques of Marxo anarchistic sods who tried to kidnap any demonstration, relevant or not. Well, I got so peeved I moved to leave when suddenly I heard a little voice inside me saying, Hibbit, don't be such a bird. Look beyond the geeks and hippies and you'll see 2 million people marching for something they believe. So what if there's 1,000 fuckwits here? Peace and love is still a bloody good idea. And remember the lesson of take that. If the pilot pellets pretends like it doesn't mean it's crap. And remember the lesson of the Smiths. Just because a bunch of wankers like it doesn't mean that it's shit. Oh yes, if you're dismissing things because they're in with some other crowds, you will be the one who's missing out. If you're sitting on side on a sunny day instead of watching the royal wedding, you will be the one who's missing out. You will be the one who's missing out. I was there.
So now we're going to have somebody who's played Tony Goose before, and who's going to do his guest spot, somebody rather marvellous, who I always enjoy, and if you don't enjoy him, he's probably bigger than all of you. So, I've been studying comparing, so I've been doing comedy gigs, so apparently this is how you do it. Where are you from? What do you do for a living? Practice clapping, that's still what we're doing. So, yeah, so if you could please welcome to the stage, yeah, Mr. Tim Evely.
I did some stuff on the podcast before, so this is very deliberately stuff that isn't on line already, which means it's also potentially stuff that I might cock up. Yeah, but you're not supposed to ever do that. You're not supposed to apologise before you start. Anyway, this is something called Impatience, which is probably how you're feeling right now after all that jazz. If I remember it.
I have no patience with myself. I want to be somebody else. I dream a life without the trials. My imagination running wild. I have hopes and fears. A love beyond compare. I have loves and dreams to take me in my sleep. I grow impatient with my health. I am defined by my wealth. I draw comfort and content from my moral descent. I have loved and lost, but never felt the cost. I've spent too much time protecting what is mine. Now, don't tell me lies, I don't have time. 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 I've been distracted and confused by the feelings I have for you. I've been impatient and depressed. Although I'm trying to impress, I have hopes and fears and unrealistic dreams. I've spent too much time protecting what is mine. I have longed for a past that's full of travel and romance. And I have wanted to be someone turned simple of me. I've relied too much on false modesty and trust. I have longed for less, sound under duress. Now, don't tell me lies, I don't have time. 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 Don't tell me lies, don't tell me lies. Don't tell me lies, don't tell me lies. Don't tell me lies, don't tell me lies.
So please welcome More Bad Times.
We got an intro, a theme song, because every respectable band is a theme song, so we made up one.
A special theme song for More Bad Times. This is Chiara Mitelli, famous Chiara Mitelli.
Famous, very famous.
You ready, famous Chiara?
Yeah, sure. Famous George.
How does it start? Whenever? Okay, one, two, three.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Whenever
you feel lonely inside, listen to us anyone. Feel somebody so cool. You see these people doing worse than you. Listen to our songs, you won't feel so blue. They're so cool.
What are we called, Chiara?
Times.
His name is Chiara.
I suppose it's George.
And together we're going to have to rock it.
Rock it.
Times.
Kissing your tongue tight, holding you all night, I'm fucking in the morning light. But common sense, you cross-eyed. This is what it's like when it feels right, like chilling and greening, doing the robot. I'm fucking in the morning light. Common sense and cross-eyed. I want you here. I want you here. I want you here. I want you here.
Linguini, two in the robot, fucking in the morning light, my common sense you cross eyed.
Ooh. We must do that for some apparent reason.
I need a guitar, George.
Do you need the guitar, Chiara?
At this point again, where I forget that I need a guitar.
Yes, yeah,
so
in there.
So I think we have to interrupt this important and amazing set and give you the news that Haile Selassie has been found alive and marginally well in a small town called Perugia in Italy.
Selassie is vive vegeto in Perugia!
Status quo. And I want Depeche Mode. I want Italian reggae.
Yeah!
Italian reggae.
Italy, which is populated by Italian. Do yourself our Italian. Can you break it down and tell us about? Can try. Tell him
reggae.
E non vogliamo rock'n'roll. E non vogliamo il pop londinese. E non vogliamo goth scozzese. Vogliamo solo italiano.
I'm no expert on Italian, but I think what you're trying to say is
it's not reggae. It's not reggae.
Sorry.
It's important. Made it yesterday, but still.
I don't want.
Queen.
I don't want. Stereo fights. I don't want. You sorry. Hey, anyone, Kiara?
Oh yeah, it's all reggae. That's it. It's all reggae. It's all reggae. It's all reggae. It's all reggae.
Good. So I always say the function of Total Acoustic is manifold. Obviously, the main purpose of this evening is for me to show off. Clearly. A secondary purpose of this is to display people I like to other people that I like. That is obviously an important point of it. The third purpose of Total Acoustic is to save me the bother of going to gigs. Because basically, a lot of the time, I had a surprising nice amount of people that I've had at Tony Q, so I've just thought, well, I'd like to see them, I want to know what they're like, I can't be fucked going in their gigs. I'm pegging. I'll get them to come and play one of mine. And I've got a big list of bands who are on my big list of bands I want to book for Total Acoustic to come and play another time. And it just so happens that the next act you're about to see was on this list anyway, and we're coming tonight. So I thought when we had a small slot, I thought, Tim, Ace, and I'll get this over with.
No practice, thanks.
Do you think I had practice before? I don't know, this is going for months. So with that in mind, I'm very happy to announce the last act for tonight. So please soak up as much of this band as you can. It's a fine day for sailing.
Well, it's a bit weird playing without microphones and stuff. That's crazy. Having that there reminds me of this is a really boring story actually. When I was in Exeter and I used to play in the Fine Day of Sailing, I did a session for BBC Introducing, and it's like this thing down in Devon where they get, and it was mostly like folk bands and stuff. And
why am I telling this story?
You told me this.
There were like all these people watching, and it was like my first gig ever when I started playing music and stuff. And I was really nervous, so my voice was like, and everyone was like laughing when I was playing, but I was trying to sing songs that like really meant a lot to me. And so I stopped mid-song and I was like, what the fuck is everyone laughing about? Because there was a recorder there, and I thought, you know, we'll come back to this in the next take. And the BBC introducing guys looked at me and went, live on the air, Matthew. I've never played on the BBC ever again. This one's called Smith Song.
Okay.
I don't know how we're going to do the start, because that's a logic bit, but...
Feels like I'm stuck in a Smith song. Though I removed the thought from my side, feels like I'm stuck in a Smith song. Though I left my bed 6 years behind, stuck in a Smith song. There's always that brick cloud up above. I've been trying so hard to escape, trying so hard to escape this Smith song, ba 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 Smith song. This Smith song.
Everyone's so good tonight, it's really hard to follow any of that. And you know what you're saying about Smiths fans being sort of a bit nerdy and sad and everything, but the music's good. Well, I was in Greenwich buying some records today, and the guy, I was just looking through the rack that had like Smiths, Morrissey, Marr and all that. This guy ran up to me and he was like, "What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?" And I was like, just looking at Smiths records. He said, "Oh, yeah, can I just check your bag?" And I was like, "Yeah, I haven't stolen any." He's like, "Oh, no, it's okay." And he looked from back and he said, "Oh, I thought you were the guy that scratches the Smiths records." Apparently, there's this guy that goes around all the record shops and he scratches Smiths records and then goes up and said, "This one's got a scratch on it, can I buy it for like £2 instead of a fiver?" It's really sad because he wants to put one on his wall or whatever. But the worst bit was the guy said, the other guy has really bad glasses like yours, I thought you might
does he have a hearing aid?
why would you say that? It's just nasty. This is called Lydia. And it goes like this. I'm not very good at playing guitar, by the way.
Take that shit, find a shovel and bury it, cause the city's full of it. I hate the smoke that suits its sanity burnings. I wanna, I know too many people, too much stuff, so please wash me out.
H-E-E-I-D-I-O-T. Thanks.
And that was Totally Acoustic, the last episode of this series, although we will be having a special end-of-season grand finale in 2 weeks' time featuring all the acts who've played with special tracks that haven't been on the podcast before for that, which should be rather exciting. We've also got a couple of gigs coming up in August at the Buffs Club in Edinburgh for the Fringe Festival, and then we should be back for another run, hopefully October-November time at the end of this year. You can find all the details for all of that at our webpage, which is www.totallyacoustic.com/, where there should be links to all the acts we've played, information about where those other gigs are, and all sorts of delights and fun. So, thanks for listening. Thanks for everybody who's come, and thanks for everybody who's come to all the gigs we've done this series. It really has been rather lovely, and see you in a couple of weeks for the special. Bye-bye.